The epistle for the Mass of today is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke, and said, "Take ye and eat. This is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, "This chalice is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as ye shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth this bread shall live forever." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. He who eats this bread shall live forever. Words taken from today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The shrine of Ars in France has entrusted, as some of you may know, it has entrusted to the Knights of Columbus the major relic of St. John Vianney's Incorrupt Heart for a national tour in this country, which began in November and will end in June of this year. Thousands have gone and are still going and will continue to go to see the Incorrupt Heart of this great saint. And it is very remarkable to see with your own eyes, to look upon the hero of the faith, this patron of priests. And I remember thinking when we were there while kneeling in the presence of the relic, which is surrounded by security and so forth, thousands of people. And when you're praying before the relic of St. John Vianney's Incorrupt Heart, you're filled with emotion. And I remember thinking, how does this compare to the Blessed Sacrament? It makes a person think that we have our Lord with us, available to see him day by day. And yet, we are not as moved at times as we are, say, in the presence of a relic of a saint. Obviously, being in the presence of our Lord is infinitely greater than being in the presence of a saint's relic. In fact, a saint's relic pales in comparison to the relic of the true cross. The relic of the true cross touched or held the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, the very cross by which we were redeemed. But the Holy Eucharist itself, Jesus Christ himself, body and blood, is not only greater than the relic of the true cross, which deserves adoration, but it is infinitely greater than all the relics of all the saints, were they combined. Today, with this Mass, the great devotion of 40 hours begins. So too does the continuing adoration of Jesus Christ commence. Today through Tuesday, we will have the availability to be with our Lord as often as we want. There is no limit. There are no tickets. There are no lines. There are no rules, security. The doors are open to the church. And during the next 40 hours, we ought to set aside some time to come to be with him for at least some of these hours. If we only knew how much our Lord wants us to be with him, if we truly realize his desire of our presence, we will make the effort to come. It is the reason he has remained on earth in the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament is the center and focal point of our holy Catholic faith. It is Jesus Christ himself there under the appearances of bread and wine, the very body and blood, the soul and the divinity of our Lord present before our eyes in the Holy Eucharist, which will be with us visible on the altar for 40 hours. Before our Lord ascended into heaven, he gave his priests the power to consecrate bread and wine into his body and blood. And this power the priest exercises during the consecration of the Mass, and through transubstantiation, Jesus is made present in the Holy Eucharist at that very moment. It is an astounding miracle that we can never fully appreciate. But that's why we should be moved to come to learn from our Lord how we can better appreciate this great miracle. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "What can be more excellent than this sacrament?" He says, "For in it the substance of the bread and wine are changed into that of the body and blood of Christ." He says it is the greatest of all the sacraments because it contains Christ himself substantially. It is amazing to think that our Lord and Redeemer desires to remain in the tabernacle in our church, considering that God created the universe, the heavens, earth, and from all eternity, he was perfectly and infinitely happy of himself. And yet, he desires to stay with us in our humble church in a tabernacle. Overwhelming proof of how much he loves us. Once a year, we have the glorious privilege to have our Lord enthroned for the space of 40 hours upon our altar. Let us use this advantage to learn of our Lord, to spend time with him today and tomorrow as often as we can. In the course of our time spent with our Lord during this 40 hours, it should be our overriding thought to come into a closer union with our Lord Himself, because through the Eucharist, a soul becomes more intimate or stronger. Our spiritual life grows, it flourishes. And when we come in the back doors, we double genuflect, we take our place in the pews. From that moment on, our souls, by being in the very presence of our Lord, grow in sanctity. They increase in holiness. Therefore, Holy Mother Church earnestly wishes to bring our entire daily life, the personal behavior of each and every one of us, our moral code, more and more under the influence of Christ through the Holy Eucharist. That's the actual reason why she approved and officially instituted the 40 hours devotion, the adoration. There are so many graces that He is ready to give us. All we have to do on our part is to ask Him. They are so rich in grace. The hour that you choose to spend with your Redeemer, the hours, perhaps, that you are able to spend with Him, they are invaluable. If we had to, like St. John Vianney's heart, pay a price to see it, we should be willing to pay anything to visit our Lord. It is time to spend alone with your Creator, your Redeemer, the one who loves you more than anyone else in the world. Let us, my dear friends, make the effort to come and adore our Lord during the 40 hours devotion, so that we may show to Him our appreciation for all He has done for us individually. So many, many graces to learn of Him, to imitate Him, how we may carry our cross more perfectly. If so many people are willing to go see a relic of a saint, which is a wonderful thing, a glorious thing, how much more on an infinite level is it to be with our Lord? He who is omnipotent, omniscient, infinite, our Creator, our Redeemer, to kneel, to sit in His presence, and to be with Him. The amount of graces He is ready to send us are innumerable. So ask Him throughout this devotion, as you kneel before Him, to grant you the graces that you stand in need of. Speak to Him as a friend. Tell Him that without His help, you can do nothing of ourselves. We are worthless. That's why our Lord said, "I am a worm and no man," to the words of Isaiah. And if our Lord could say such words, where do we stand? To tell Him that we need His help, we need His grace, that we are entirely dependent upon Him. And then we can be sure that we will leave the chapel with an increase in grace and closer in union with our Lord. And as you do so, ask the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, to help you, for she, better than anyone, knows the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.